For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A three-vehicle accident sent two people to the Fayette County Hospital with injuries. According to a press release from the Illinois State Police, on November 12th at 9:54 p.m., 62-year-old Keith Hancock of Oconee was driving northbound on U.S. Highway 51 at County Road 1200 North in Fayette County. While driving, Hancock slowed down for a van that was turning and was immediately rear-ended by 19-year-old Riley Wallerman of Vandalia, who had failed to reduce her driving speed. At the point of collision, Hancock's vehicle collided with a vehicle being driven by 65-year-old Janet Manley of Vandalia, who was traveling southbound on the same highway. Hancock and Wallerman were both transported to Fayette County Hospital for minor injuries. Wallerman was also charged for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Do you have local news? Visit our website at effinghamradio.com and click the Submit Local News button. For more local news, visit our website or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Illinois is home to a city with the lowest poverty rate and another with one of the highest poverty rates in the nation. Suburban Chicago's Plainfield has a 1.9% poverty rate, the lowest in the nation. East St. Louis's poverty rate is 45%, the fifth worst in the country. Carbondale also has a high poverty rate, but low-income college students are likely to blame. The state's pensions will be the focus of a discussion in Springfield Friday. The Citizens Club of Springfield Policy Breakfast will feature the director of the teachers' retirement system, the pension manager of the state government bipartisan forecasting group, and longtime political observer Kent Redfield. There's no charge to attend the event. And First Lady Diana Rauner is urging Illinoisans to not forget about service members serving overseas this holiday season. The First Lady said cards sent by November 20th to the USO of Illinois in Chicago are guaranteed to get to a service member overseas in time for the holidays. This is Illinois Radio Network.